My meditation is my reality. My meditation is my reality. What things do I meditate upon? What things are important for me? Do I go through life listening to others? Do I go through life listening to what other people have to say about life? Do I go through life hearing the stories of others? Do I go through life reading the books of others? Do I go through life listening to the movies and television and videos on various other people's experiences? Do I go through life hearing again and again and again the limitations that the world has? Or do I go through life listening to the divine in me? Have I trained myself to meditate on my reality and meditate to realize what my reality is? My reality is indeed meditation. My reality is truly meditation at its highest and best. So I allow myself to think in these meditations. I allow myself to think of my highest and best. I allow myself to reveal who and what I am. And as I do this, everything falls into place in my world. I am a living expression of all that is good and beautiful. I am a wonderful expression of all that is divine. I am an expression of who I am, and who I am is very wonderful. Can you believe who you are? Can you believe how wonderful you are? Can you believe the stories you know about yourself? Can you recognize that in you is all that it exists? So, my meditation is my reality. Let the thoughts of my mind and the meditations of my heart be acceptable. I live in this beautiful consciousness, in this beautiful realm of my indwelling peace. And as I live in this indwelling peace, or indwelling meditation, as I live in that attitude, I feel fully revealed, fully content, and entering into the stage of bliss, the stage of knowing that all is in divine order and I am good, and all is good and very good. Now, that sounds a little presumptuous to a lot of us, and it's something that we've been taught not to say and not to do. You don't tell the world you're perfect. You don't tell the world you're God. You don't tell the world you're divine. You don't tell the world anything. And you don't truly have to tell the world this, but you know it for yourself. You know for yourself that you are divine. And as you know this for yourself, it's the only way it could be anyhow, but as you know it for yourself, you begin to outpicture it in your world. If you say, I am divine, what does divine mean to you? Does it mean that your world is good and very good, and that you are good and very good, and that all is good and very good? If that is true, then everything you look at is indeed good and very good. Everything is the truth of purity now for you. And it is there now. Now, in every moment of your life, in every action that you have, in every experience. That's why my meditation is my reality. What I'm thinking about, that's meditating. To meditate means to think about. What I'm thinking about is what I'm experiencing. I'm thinking about a happy day. I'm experiencing it. I'm thinking about a sad day. I'm experiencing it. I'm thinking about a sad day, and I want to have a happy day, so I change my thinking to a happy day thinking. And as I change my thinking to a happy day thinking, I have happy day thinking. I have happy day attitudes in my world, in my mind, in myself. I am a new person. I am uplifted in all that is good and beautiful. I am a happy person. Now, because I'm a happy person, I meditate on happiness. I think on happiness. I meditate on happiness. I think on happiness. My meditation is my reality. So if I am thinking on happiness, meditating on happiness, and being happiness, then I am experiencing happiness. Now, Is the unhappiness still there? It could be, but not for me. Because in my heart, my soul, my being, I am happy. In everything I do, I am happy. I walk in, as you might say, blissfully unaware that it's not happy, and for me, it's happy. For me, it is very happy. For me, it is very wonderful. For me, it is the reality. My reality. My reality of happiness. I am the only one who makes that suggestion to myself and that makes that revelation to myself. I live my meditation, for it is my reality. My meditation is who and what I am. My meditation is the divine in me expressing itself in every lovely, wonderful, fantastic form, in every glorious, beautiful way. That's what the divine in me does. That's what I am as the divine. That's my meditation is my reality. My thought is my reality. Would you like that? My thought is my reality. Yes, my thought is my reality. Now, do you like that? Why not? My meditation is my reality. My meditation is to think about. My meditation is my thought. So my thought is my reality. And how great that is. Now, how can I demonstrate that in specific ways? Well, my meditation is what I think about. So I think about, I live in my ideal universe. Everything is beautiful and good. Every organ, action, function, my body is perfect right now. I like the world. I like everyone in the world. I like all the experiences that come into my awareness. I am a happy person. I am a joyful person. I am a person who recognizes the goodness in all the world. And in recognizing the goodness in all the world, I'm experiencing the goodness in all the world. It is my reality. It is who and what I am. It is my divine self. Now, I can look at any experience I wish, and I can see it good or I can see it bad. I can look at an experience of a car zooming down the highway, and the brakes are lost, and it's going to hit a tree or something. And immediately I say, that car will come to a gentle stop at the side of the road in a perfectly balanced way right now. And then the car comes to a gentle stop at the side of the road right now, and you say, wow, I'm a miracle man. I can speak my word and bring about results. I am a miracle man. Well, you're not a miracle man. You're using the law of cause and effect, which says, whatever you have spoken your word for, it is done unto you now. And whatever you believe, whatever is your belief structure, it's done unto you now. So you say, that car is pulling to the side of the road now. You say, well, that doesn't always happen. Well, you don't always take charge either. When you take charge, it does happen. You say, my family is a harmonious family. Everyone in my family is loving and gentle and kind. Everyone in my family cares about each other. Everyone in my family is an ideal community, ideal family, ideal world. It's wonderful, it's wonderful. And within moments, virtually, that experience happens in your family, and your family demonstrates this happiness and this sharing and this oneness and this goodness with one another, because that's your nature. That's who you are. That's what you're meditating on. You're meditating on these words of truth. You're meditating on these words of conviction. You're meditating on these words of reality, because that is who and what you are. Are you ready to take the privilege? Are you ready to take the experience that comes from being the master of yourself? Are you ready for that? Are you ready to know all those things? Are you ready to delight in all those things? Are you ready to have that be who you are and what you are? Are you ready? Well, if you're ready, you'll find that your meditation is your reality, and you'll find that whatever you meditate on, that is what you are experiencing. Is this what you really want to have? Is this who you really are? Is this the delight of your life? Is this the expression of your soul? Is this who, what, and all that you really are? Is that what life is all about? Well, if it is, then you've got it made. And you can have it made right now, because that is who you are, that is who I am, and that is who each one of us are. My meditation is my reality. God's a dunk. I love it. I love it. I love it.